This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Just a question. Shouldn't we set up a second list for any confidential material?
Yeah.
You know, what I sent around today, just individually to committee members, was all the bids submitted by the firms 3 years ago, which, you know, are confidential bids. And there may be similar things. Carolyn, you mentioned something already that's on there. So if we had two separate lists, it would avoid that problem. We wouldn't use the confidential one often, I would imagine, but just so it's there when we need it. Same membership.
I would almost say no, because I think if we have a committee, we have to trust people, and even people in our work groups are people we're going to be working closely with. So I really don't. It seems cumbersome to me, and some people have enough trouble accessing one list, you know.
Michael, over here. My impression was this Yahoo group is not a public group. It's only subscribed to by the members of the committee, right?
It's a password protected group. That's right. Only for committee members.
Okay. Well, then I was under the wrong impression. But in that case, whenever I've been on this committee and any committee on the PNB, there's always been a public list so the public can witness the dialogue going on the listserv. So I thought that this was the list we were talking about, but if it's not, then we should create, which we've had before, two lists going, and everything is just double posted so the public can monitor what we're doing, except for those rare things that are confidential.
Well, I think Yahoo Group solves that because we can restrict the access. In other words, only members would have access to the files, the public list, the discussion list, would be open to anyone who signed up for it. I don't want it open to
fine.
Anybody in the public, but I think we could do that if we agreed. Is that acceptable to everyone?
This is Bill.
Okay, then. Yes, Bill.
Rather than reinventing the wheel, that old Yahoo group is still there, and it was set up for confidential stuff. It has confidential stuff from the very first Pacific election since the take-back.
Well, all the new people are on the new list, so
we can give them access to that if they want it, if they want the history. I mean, most of the information on there actually is public, but there's some of it that's not. But at least it's all there in one place.
Well, it would make it easier for you and Michael, which I hear is your point, yes. Why don't you and Michael take a look at that?
Carolyn.
Pardon?
I think you already have access. You used to be on it.
For whatever reason, I set up a new list, I think for new people and some new materials, which I couldn't find on that list. So I would like to keep the old list, but I'll defer to the secretary and who has to do the work on this. And Michael, if you and Bill want to agree on that and let us know what you decide.
Okay.
That would be fine. I agree with the principle that people should be able to see what we're talking about, but that the file section should be kept private. There should be restricted access to the files. All right, that's fine. Anything else? Can we have a report back maybe in 2 weeks on this, Bill and Michael? Would that be possible?
Okay. I probably won't get much done during the PNB meeting, but yeah.
That's why I said before the meeting.
Right. We'll see if we can get as much done in the next week. Awesome.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next item is issues regarding e-balloting, a work group. And I was suggesting that a work group could meet by teleconference October 3rd or the 4th, after the PNB meeting. And the people who had originally signed up for that were myself, Anthony Fest, Bob Letterer, Margie Murray, and Kevin White. I think we still need to do something as a group on that, and maybe we could do something before that, the 3rd or 4th. Is that all right to convene that group on that night?
What night are you speaking of, Ian?
The 3rd and the 4th, or the 4th, Monday or Tuesday. October 3rd or October 4th?
I personally would like if there's a chance to do it on a Tuesday because I teach on Mondays.
This is Margie?
Margie Murray, yeah.
Margie, okay, that's fine. Tuesdays is fine with me. anyone else have any preference, or can we all agree on Tuesday then? That would be October 4th. Okay, thank you. I'll set up a telephone conference call.
Right.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Can you clarify what the charge to this group is? What is it supposed to do?
I didn't copy it down from the minutes, but we had the issues regarding e-balloting, the things that we should be looking at. I think the goal was to plan for an eventual RFP. But what were the issues? And I think I took some of them. What the issues would be for us, what we wanted to know, what we need to know, what we need to find out, and what we already know.
Okay, well, I wanted to suggest that I don't know if committee members have had time to read the material I sent out, or at least the first batch, because I know the second batch was very lengthy, but it was some of the enabling motions from the PNB and from this committee 3 years ago about why and how we went about putting out an RFP, request for proposals from firms and nonprofits who engage in election management overall, which included e-balloting. So that was a subset, but it was not. But it went way beyond that to the entire every aspect of running the election. And after some clarification, we kind of separated out the role of the National Election Supervisor as a separate piece that then people could apply for either separately or in conjunction with a firm or a nonprofit if they were affiliated. And I think it was a very productive process, and we spent a long time screening applicants and then recommending both an individual for NES and a firm, both of which were rejected by the interim ED. But the point is, I think we should revisit this, and I would suggest that this working group should, if it's going to deal with an RFP, it shouldn't be limited to an RFP only about e-balloting. It should be a more broad RFP as we did 3 years ago. So that would be my suggestion, that we, you know, broaden the mission or the charge of this group.
Well, that's very good. I'm afraid I duplicated points here because I put what you were suggesting down in new business, number one, that we work on a draft of specific specifications for e-balloting using that memo. Now, that memo did not include the RFPs that you all developed in 2009, but it had some of it. And the other bit of data that I really wanted to work from was a list of questions that one company we've looked at closely so far, VoteNet, sent us. Answers to those questions, which I think that this work group meeting in October should look at, will help us really decide how we want to approach an RFP. So between those two, I think that's correct. So maybe we'll look at that on October 4th then. Thank you, Bob. Okay, that's settled. Number three was a timetable for the elections process. Now, someone was going to be calling. I called some general managers. I have not gotten responses yet. I'm waiting for a list of fundraising dates in each station.
This is Margie. I also volunteered to do that and was called general managers. In one case, I emailed someone. I can't remember who it was. But I did talk to our general manager here at KPFA, and he said, you know, I don't know yet. Now, of course, he's an interim, and he's relatively new to the whole scene, so I just wanted to let you know that was the only response I had gotten so far, and that what he said was he just wasn't sure what the schedule would look like in 2012.
We may be a little bit ahead, but I think it wouldn't hurt to press people. Do you want to continue maybe an email to everybody with a copy to Arlene? saying how urgent it is that we know that so we don't interfere with their fund drives?
Sure, I'm perfectly happy to do that.
That would be great, Margie, thank you. And then other things with the timetable, we need to look at the bylaws and so on, so that would be a good start, thank you. So if you can bring that back to the next meeting, that would be helpful. Number four was an updated list of vendors.
I'm sorry, going back to the timetable?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think one important thing to keep in mind is what Arlene said last time, that basically we would have to post the position of an NES in January if we realistically want to hire somebody by March. So I think we need to work back from that deadline on all these questions.
Uh-huh. Good. Well, Bill. That's a healthy reminder. Thank you. Yes, Bill.
Yeah, you know, I think I want to stress that, too. I mean, one of the biggest problems we've had in the last two elections is we had the NES chosen too late, and then the NES had to rush to get the LESs recruited and hired and trained, and there just wasn't time, and there's all kinds of screw-ups because of that. And it does take time to both find and sign up and train or whatever an NES, and then that person needs time to do the LES. According to our bylaws, the NES is supposed to be in place by, I believe, March 1st.
If
we're going to contract out anything,
January.
Yeah, if we're going to contract out anything, we got to get started on that right now. You need to define, or you need to define what you want to contract out, and so that you can start getting proposals from whoever might be interested. And it's not too early to start searching for an NES.
No, it isn't. Our problem is that we don't know what role we want an NES to play. If we're hiring a company this time or a firm, the ball game has changed. So we need to sit down. That work group in October, I would like to have us have language to consider by the November meeting at the very latest, but maybe by the middle of October. We could have a draft. Work it over on
again.
Email and come back with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suggest that at a minimum everybody read the email. I think Bob sent it out, or maybe it was you, Carolyn. The old RFP, the request for proposals. Decide what you might want to change in there. And it was set up so that a particular person or company could bid on just the NES functions, or everything else, or both. But how you divide that up could be different, and the specific duties of the NES, you know, you might want to expand on those too.
Yeah, thank you. I did have some questions about that division, and we'll certainly go over that carefully. Thank you.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Okay, so I agree with Bill. I think it would speed up the process to start with the version the committee adopted in 2009, and then change it, add to it, subtract from it, whatever, rather than start from scratch. The other thing is to help speed up our consideration, I think we should ask for some documents from the executive director. I checked the minutes. When she came to us in June, she promised to send us the contracts for the NES and the five LESs, and we haven't gotten them yet. So if we could have the chair pro tem write her and remind her that we really need those documents. That'll really help us kind of fine tune what's the role of those positions. And the other thing is, I think it would be important to ask her if she could be on our call for the October meeting, so we can really get down to some nitty gritty with her on a lot of these issues.
I will certainly write and ask for those contracts. I'm not sure we need to have her on the call, but we could probably work on paper, but I will certainly talk about it. Manisha, yes?
I just had a question. You know, some of the discussion I can hear properly on this one, but I'm in the train, as you know. But is it possible for the committee to have any knowledge or input into who is going to be put in these places, both for NES and LESs, because we have had people who come, at least in terms of qualification, developing qualifications for these people. Because we have had absolutely incompetent, lack of knowledge people to be in this position, which is both not fair to them and horrible for us, as our last year experience shows. So can we have anything? Do we have? I haven't looked at the bylaws to see what we can ask for, what we can. But can we get, what is the guidelines that they have for selecting these people? And if we can have input into improving them or have some participation. Thanks.
Thank you. That's a point well taken. Perhaps we should ask if we can form the hiring committee or the recommendation mm-hmm. committee. And recommend a short list to the executive director.
Yeah.
I don't think she would object to the help. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think it's important because we should know, because we have had experiences and all of our reports shows the problems we have had. So we make sure that the people who get elected are appropriate.
I'm tempted to say, wow, have we had experience? Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was horror.
Yeah,
That's good.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Sure.
Can we move on to number four? We need an updated list of vendors. Now, we have the old list. We have one new company, but we have no current other vendors. Do we want to get an updated list of vendors, or do we? How do we want to work on that? What is your pleasure? Do we need a work group for that?
Manje. Hello?
Yes, Manje?
Yeah, if you have a list that you have worked with, you know, old list or new company that we have, why somebody who has been familiar just go over them to see how they have done in past year or whatever, and if you need to get more, otherwise looking at the ones that we have, you have looked into and worked through, because how these companies change in a couple of years, unless they have had bad experiences, maybe somebody can research them, see how different they are, if they have... If they have developed new ways or if they are different from what I said before.
Anyone else? Suggestions on that? The problem is we're somewhat understaffed here. We have a lot of work groups and a lot of work to do, and people doing double duty. Would anyone like to volunteer to be point person on that and maybe ask for a volunteer or two from either within the group or outside to work up a new list, an updated list of vendors?
This is Bill.
Bill?
I suggest you check with Yoshio Manaka. He was our secretary then, and he did most of the contacts for the election vendors. This was, you know, starting almost 2 years ago, and he might know of some others. One of the risks we have now is that we didn't handle this real well 2 years ago or early last year because we asked for proposals from companies, and then we didn't really ever get back with them, at least very promptly, to let them know who had... Who we got? We didn't let a contract out in any of them, and those of us on the committee were kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. And we finally told them, "Sorry, we're not going to be doing it." So some of them may not be interested in bidding again unless we you know, persuade them it's worth their time to go to the trouble of writing up a proposal.
That's a good thought. On the other hand, I have a feeling that the technology and electronic internet voting has progressed so much in the last couple of years that there may be a lot of new companies out there. So that's a good point, but I do think we need someone to do some research. I can get back to Yosh, certainly, but I suspect we need to do some digging and find new companies. Well, all right, I'll take that under consideration, and maybe that's something that another volunteer can take on. I will certainly ask. All right, we'll leave that one for now. Next item was election of officers. I think Michael and I have been pro tem for a very long time here. And I'll entertain a proposal on how to go about electing officers, if anyone would like to put that forward. everyone speak at once.
Well, Carolyn, would it be possible to select to nominate you for chair? This is Margie Murray.
I would accept a nomination, yes. Does anyone else want to nominate anyone else? If we have more than one person nominated, then we need to do a written ballot. And that would go, the written ballots go to the, probably to the national office. They would take those ballots and it would be opened in front of someone from the board, a witness or two, and then the results would be sent back to us.
Okay, it's good to know that information, so I'll go ahead and nominate you for chair, and I'd like to nominate Michael for secretary, if you would accept it. So I'll just let the rest of you talk now.
Well, so no other nominations. Are there any other nominations for either? Going once?
Really?
Twice? Well, all right, Michael.
This is Bob. Hello?
Yes, Bob.
I would nominate Michael Novick for chair.
Okay. Then we have to do a written ballot, and perhaps since Michael is the candidate, would someone else like to work up the ballots and I can contact certainly.
This is Anthony. I didn't hear Michael accept or decline the nomination. I'll accept.
Okay. So, who would like to take charge of the balloting process? I don't think it's appropriate for Michael or myself to do that.
Carolyn, this is Margie. What's involved in the balloting process?
Well, since there are two, we have to do, according to the bylaws, we have to do runoff voting. Runoff voting. So it would have to be, a ballot would have to be drawn up and sent out to all the members with instructions for returning it to the national office.
Could this be done electronically, or does it have to be a ballot that goes in the mail?
If people want their ballots to be anonymous, they would put them inside a sealed envelope inside a postal envelope.
Got it.
If you don't mind, otherwise you can do it by email. And, Christine would open it on a certain day with a stated number of, witnesses.
Yeah.
Whose names we would know. And then she would send us the results.
Okay. This is Margie, and I apologize. This is the kind of thing that I would love to do, but I am actually leaving Berkeley on September 20th, and I'll be gone for a couple of weeks, so I don't think it's appropriate for me to take this. I apologize. Anyway, I encourage someone else to do it.
It's Bill.
Bill?
I'm not volunteering for this, but I'll be glad to forward to whoever wants to do it a template that we used for similar elections, like for the PNB secretary position.
Thank you. That will make it much easier for someone to volunteer, I hope.
What you said about the anonymous, the ballot could be sent out electronically and then sent in as people preferred, right? Or
yes.
This is Bob.
So every person have food option?
I'm sorry, manager, question?
So it means that everybody has the option of either sending them anonymously or just not anonymously.
Yes, that's what we've done before, by people who don't mind. Send it by email, and others send it send an envelope.
Yes, I wanted to see if we can try to wrap this up within a week and a half. So perhaps if we could ask Margie if we could have a deadline of
I don't know, today's the 7th, maybe the 18th, then she, perhaps, could you then be around to, you know, witness accounting and do whatever administrative thing? Is that an option? Because I think we should do that anyway, regardless of your schedule. I don't think we should take too long a time to settle this. People forget.
What they're doing. I think I'd better not do it just because I'm not. I have an LSB meeting this Saturday and I apologize.
Okay.
Not to derail the track of this conversation, but this is Anthony and I have a question on another aspect of this. If Michael is elected chair, then someone else will have to be secretary, correct?
Right. Yeah.
But we have no other nominees.
We cross that bridge when we come to it.
So we might have to have a second election.
Yes, twist somebody's arm.
Anthony, do you think you could handle the paperwork here for us? I, to be honest, I do not think the witnesses to the tallying should be only members from this committee. I'm sure if you're local, you want to be, but I do think that Christine should have other people, perhaps who are not members of this particular committee to observe. But could you handle the getting the ballots out and telling people what to do? Talking to Christine about that?
Yeah, okay.
That you're on site? Thank you. That would be very helpful.
Just one quick thing. Is that the way I recollect this has been done before is that whatever the location, it's usually the national office, that then it just be open to, you know, whoever wants to come on that day to witness. And that way there's a guarantee that there's transparency and no one's excluded. I mean, it's usually just two or three people. It's not a crowd that shows up.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much, Anthony. And Bill, you'll forward to Anthony whatever he needs.
Okay, and just let me stress, you know, if you're going to allow paper ballots, you need to think about how you're going to keep it from prevent ballot stuffing if they're anonymous. When they're done by email, then Christine can verify that she won't accept any ballots unless they're from a list of people with certain email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But your name doesn't have to be on the actual ballot, you know, the attachment.
Right. No, but it has to
be an envelope inside an envelope. No, the outer envelope has your name. The inner envelope is anonymous.
Right.
And I would suggest on the inside envelope, you know, just initial the flap. So when it's torn open, the person, there's no switching of envelopes. So when it's opened, Christine or whoever opens the envelope has a postal envelope mailed from you and then your initials inside the flap. And those will be set aside if necessary to verify who voted. I think she knows the drill, I think, better than we do. She's done it often enough. Thank you, Bill. That would be helpful.
Okay. Michael, again, are we going with the deadline that was suggested, the 18th, or?
Well, I think that might be a little bit onerous for some people. By the time we get it out, I don't need for a deadline. Whenever.
The end of the month or something.
Well, a reasonable deadline, maybe a week between each transaction. Anthony, maybe if you can get things out whenever it's convenient, but then set a date for a week after that for people to get things into the national office.
Okay.
10 days,
right.
5 working days anyway.
I'll need to check on whether Christine is going anyplace or not.
That's a good point. Yes. Will you call her and ask if that's all right with her?
Do that tomorrow.
I thought you at this point with the national board. Okay. Thank you. Next item. Okay. New business. I think we dealt with that earlier. The draft of that seemed to be premature then. The draft of specifications. But I think I put that in, but looking back on it, I think that work group meeting October 4th will address those issues. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
That item? Okay, thank you. Now, the second new business item I wanted to put in was a campaign to raise awareness and increase participation in the elections, and that is on several different fronts. Is anyone interested in doing that campaign, or?
I'd be interested in that. That's what I was talking about in terms of the whole question of listener participation, not just in the elections, but, you know, in the stations and in governance. So, I have a lot of interest in working on that.
Could you maybe draft an outline, and I'll do that, or I can work on that with you.
Okay.
And we can do some PR work and see what we can do and how we can encourage the stations. Starting with the websites, I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. So we'll get together on that, Michael. Thank you.
Okay.
It's only 10:06. Are we really finished?
Please.
Do we want to go back?
We got a bump start, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
I should think people in New York are ready to go to bed.
Sure.
Oh, no, this is very early for us for board meetings. I'm used to them starting at 8:30 and ending at midnight.
You know? Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. All right,
so,
people.
Is somebody moving to adjourn?
All right, if there's nothing else, no other business, no other discussions, and I hear no objections,
Bob?
We are adjourned.
This is Bob. This is Bob. Hello?
Yes, Bob.
I just want to mention that for the work group that is planned and any others we might form, I think since Carolyn, you invited some people to join, which is fine, I think they should just be open to any member of the committee can invite anyone with, you know, with relevant knowledge to be on a work group. It shouldn't be exclusive to one member.
No, but I do think that the group needs to agree on how large or how small, because I've seen work groups get swamped by people who really either don't do the work or don't have any, you know, expertise or real interest in it. So I'm afraid of that might happen. So I really would like us to, you know, bring members to the committee and if there are objections to anyone in a work group, can decide, you know, whether someone has a background or not.
Well, that's fine, but I would just point out that's not the procedure you followed in inviting the two people that you just invited. So, you know, I just think we should have a consistent standard for everyone.
Well, that's fine. All right, I did give some credentials. Bill has a lot to offer, and
oh, yeah.
Has been around.
No, I'm not objecting to the individual. That's fine. I'm just talking about the process. I mean, Bill is the former chair of this committee, so clearly Bill has expertise. That's not the point I'm raising. About,
I think
you know,
you may remember Robert Johnson from way back, who was very much involved and very active at one point, although he hasn't been for a few years.
Yeah, no. I'm not questioning any individual. I'm just saying if the committee is fine with you inviting people, then the committee, I think, should be fine with any member of the committee inviting one or two people that they fine to have expertise.
Well, perhaps I should have asked them for the committee to vote on this issue.
Michael Love here. We did say at an earlier meeting that we wanted to ask, announce at our LSBs that the work groups were open and invite participation.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we should be voting on whether or not to accept people. I'll certainly backpedal and agree with that. If we want to vote on these two people, that's fine and set a precedent for that. What I'm afraid of is getting a work group swamped with people who either don't know or don't care too much about the issue. Is that agreed that maybe we should be voting on work group members before they join? Is that a good idea?
Hello?
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 Yes.
I want to know. I don't know about the precedent with this, but it seems that at times people have invited people and have come in. What is the problem with just having?
Excuse me, someone is on the phone, please. Yeah, manager.
And in having some guideline, a policy, setting up a policy that is applies at all times. Just having something, because if we have something that we think about the process and see why we have, if we can have one person for each person, if each person invite one person, we are 12 now. How many are we are at this point? Then we would have, we see how many people we want, more people can involve and the maximum of how many, and then have a procedure about it so it becomes uniform and everybody can use it who wants to use it.
That's a good suggestion. Would you like to draft a policy that we can consider at the next meeting?
Yeah, we can do that. And
thank you.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, Bob, Bob has made the suggestion that they have others. I can put something, and if somebody who has more experience can work with me, that would be great. So
okay,
we come up with something that's solid. Huh?
All right, very good. Well, I'll put in what I know and. Anyone else
okay.
can call manager. Thank you.
Yeah, she just forward things to me. Thank you.
All right, good.
I'm sorry, this is Bob. I wasn't clear what Manishe's proposal is, just generally. I know you don't have wording, but what's the concept?
A policy that applies to everyone that we can all agree on how to admit people to the work groups.
Okay. I mean, I just think, you know, we're trying to race against the clock here, and that puts it off by a month. And I'm not quite seeing where the lack of trust is here, that we're all elected to this committee to try to help make elections run better, and this is unbelievably boring work. I can't imagine we're going to be swamped with people who are, you know, chomping at the bit to spend hours on, you know, minute details of RFPs and electronic voting procedures, and so I think we should just maybe put a cap of maybe two people per member, and I would be amazed if more than two or three people bring one person. So
why don't we propose that to Manage and we'll write a draft up and we'll consider it at the next meeting. That sounds fine.
Well, I'm asking, why don't we just adopt that now so we can start at the first work group, you know, with outside people, that, including the two you've already invited, and not have to deny them the involvement, you know, this month. I mean, I don't see what's so complicated about this.
Well, there seems to be some consideration. Some of us have had past experience with work groups that were either undermined or taken over. And inappropriately, so I think it really is important to have some policies, and maybe I was precipitous. So I'm happy to backpedal on that, and if anybody else, you know, agrees with Manage, she can bring in a proposal to bring some, make sure that we have some order in the process. And it's a point well taken, I think.
May maybe people can be provisionally invited and then, you know, with the understanding they're not formally members until whatever policy is adopted. And you know, that way people could, you know, demonstrate their, you know, interest in the work and, you know, we could
okay.
get started.
That sounds like a good method, and I don't, as Bob points out, I don't see a great many people lining up, but it's a start. Yes, I wouldn't disagree with that. Okay, any other thoughts on that? Can we agree on that, or do we need to vote? What are your thoughts? What are your wishes?
Sounds fine.
That sounds fine. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds good.
That's my opinion.
All right. Good enough. We will do that informally, and we are adjourned. Thank you, people, for a good meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you then. Bye bye now.
Bye. Bye, though.
To turn off.